Praise the Lord. Psalm 126, verse 5 and verse 6. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus and we ask the Lord to bless the message. Help me to deliver your word and let your message be clear and bring help and healing and hope to your people who are trusting you and waiting upon you, O God. Let your message today will be the food for your people that encourage them to go on and serve you and worship you in the spirit and in the truth. O God, bring clarity to the message and take the message with the Holy Spirit to your people who are waiting upon you, O God. O Lord, let your message bring revival, strength, assurance, encouragement, going forward to reach the lost. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Sowing in the place of Canaan and in the area where they saw they were living is a season of sorrow and season of sadness. Why? Why they, when they go outside, they carry the seed and they will sow with tears? Why they were crying? Why the writer of the psalm said they are crying? Because season of sowing is the season to start from zero. Season to start from the crotch, from the scratch. Season to start from the beginning. And every start, when you start, you have to do everything. You start from zero and little by little. So it is not a season of joy. It's a season of sadness because there are much things need to be done. There are much effort need to be put on. There are much money need to be spend, and maybe we need to put all our capitals, all what we have, in order to prepare the seed, and then later on we put the seed under the ground. The farmer in the season of sowing, he is sad because he need to prepare the ground, he need to plow the ground and prepare, and this is the hard work. Season of sowing is a season of hard work. He need to prepare the seed. He may not have money. He have to arrange the money. He may have the money and he have to put all what he have to buy the seed in order for him to sow it under the ground. So it is a season of sadness because I have to give all what I have so that I will have the seed to sow it. When we come to Christ, God wants us to be the good seed. God wants us to carry the word of God in our heart and translate it in our life. So we need to be a seed sower. And that will be accomplished as we come to Christ. We need to give up a lot of things, a lot of wrongdoing, wrong things we need to give up so that we have to be a good seed to be sown and to bring the fruit to the God the Father who call us. The season of sowing is the season of giving the best and all what we have to God. And that is the season of investment. And then the sadness may come. If you are going to give up everything, you may say, how about those who are still doing wrong and still they have material things and they have the same blessing as I have? And you may say also, I am going to give everything, all what I have to God. What about those who are not giving anything? And still they are getting more, and still they are equal to me. You are in sadness because you are comparing yourself with others. And you will ask, and you are asking yourself, whether all what I am doing to give up the wrong things and to give the best of what I have to God, is it worthy? Yes, it is worthy. It is worthy to invest all what I have to God. Yes, it is worthy. It is a season of sowing. You may get sad because you have left the world and the worldly things and the worldly friends and the wrong way of life, and you have put your full trust in God. You may be sad because you are restricted from doing a lot of things because you know it is wrong. And you are asking whether it is worthy. Yes, it is worthy to put all what you have and all your life to God. You may get sad. You may get sad because you are lonely. You are isolated. You are alone and you are in loneliness because you want to follow God. Season of sowing for God and for Christ. It may be accompanied by sadness. When we come to God, when we live our life to God, we may get rejection. We may get persecution. We may get insult. We may get suffering. We may get isolation because we have chosen to follow God and Christ. Season of sowing is season of investment. What I invest today, I will get it in the future. Why season of sowing is a season of sadness? You may say, I may invest all what I have, or maybe I will work hard and do my best to do the will of God and work hard, but then someone else will come and take what I have worked hard. Jesus said in his word, I have sent you to reap what you did not sow. In John chapter 4, while the Lord was speaking to the Samaritan woman and his disciple came back to him, he told them, do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is it true? I send you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. We may think that we will go to sow things and we'll work hard and somebody is getting the benefit. It is fine. It is fine. We will also reap what others have sown. But there are people who have worked hard before us, before you. And you may reap their work. But the important things here, the reward of your labor, it depends on how much you labor and how much you toil and how much you invest your life and what you have for God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Apostle Paul speaks about the same principle. He says in his word to the church of God at Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 6, he says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow worker, you are God's field, God's building. But he said clearly here, we'll be rewarded, everyone will be rewarded according to his own labor. So we need to sow. We should not be sad because we are investing. Because God will reward us, not according to how much we reap, but how much we labor and do and did the right things that God wants us to do. Why season of sowing is season of sadness? In the parable of the sower that Jesus spoke, the seed, and that is the word of God, had fallen on 4 types of soil. The first type of soil, the seed fall along the way along the path. You can read that in Mark chapter 4. And she was scattering the seed, the sower, the farmer. Some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. The second time, some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. The third type of plant, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, it grew and it produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. We find here four types of soil along the path, and it's of no use. At once it will be taken away. On rocky places, it grows a little and then die. Again, no use. And the third soil is on, among the thorns. It fall among the thorns. And the thorns came up and chuck it. And no use also. We may labor and we may get nothing because we had faced rocky places along the path, or our labor fall among the thorns, but still part of our labor had fallen on a good soil. And with the good soil fruit, it will replace and will compensate us what we lost in the three previous types of soil. You may have 100 seed, 90 seed had fallen in an unfruitful place, but 10 more seed that you have, it fall in on a good place that will bring the harvest and the fruit that God want you to be rewarded with and encourage you with. You may work hard for 10 years. You are working hard. You are honest. You are doing your best. You are not getting any benefit in the first 9 years, but in the 10th year, God will reward you 30, 60, and 100. So season of sowing is season of sadness, because there are adverse conditions we may face and may happen. But the reward of our labor is in the hand of the Lord. We don't need to give up. We don't need to be upset and discouraged, knowing that we will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaf with us, full of plenty of what God wants to reward us, the work of and the toil of our labor. We need to sow our life testimony, to give up the wrong things and give everything to God, to follow God wholeheartedly. That is the seed that we need to sow. The other seed that we need to sow is seed of a prayer. Every prayer is a powerful weapon. We need to pray and continue praying and not give up. Pray unceasingly. We are sowing by prayer. And time will come and God will answer and sure will answer all your prayers and all our prayers. We need to sow the seed of caring and loving one another and loving the world, but loving the people of the world in bringing to them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Caring without failing. You might care for many people and no one had been good to you, but time will come that there's a person you had care, and that person will be good to God and will be good to you, and God will reward you. God will reward us for our care. As we care, God will care for us. As we show mercy, people will show mercy, and God will show mercy to us. The child you're caring, and you are laboring for him, you give him food, you bathe him, you clean him, You provide for him. You are laboring hard. You are sowing in the life of this baby, this child. We are sowing in the life of our children. But later on, as we see them, they walk in the way of the Lord. That's our reward, and that is our joy and our gladness, that God will reward us our toil and labor. We need to sow the seed of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a seed. We sow it with weeping and sadness. People hurt us. People did bad to us while we were good to them. We are good to them. As we forgive, we are forgiven. We need to see the fruit of our evangelism. That is the seed of evangelism. We may sow the seed and there are a lot of resistance, but we need to continue to sow, and the time will come, we will see people will follow God and obey Him. We need to sow the seed of giving. Giving, bringing our tithes and giving our offering. In the Word of God in 2 Corinthians, and we will see the fruit of sowing, giving in the field of God. Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6, say, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. As we sow, as we bring our tithes and our offering to God, we will reap the harvest of righteousness. We need to trust God in giving, that He will open the floodgates of heaven and bless us. We may give and we may ask who will give us back. The Lord will open the floodgates. The Lord will bless us. The Lord will fill all our stores, and we will find no place to keep the blessing of the Lord. The Lord will rebuke the devourers, and the Lord will not allow the fruit of the vines and our hand labor to cast down, and everyone will know and see that we are blessed by the Lord. The farmer who put the seed under the ground, he waits for it. There's a latent period until the seed will work. It may be days, it may be months, it may be years, but sure, you will get the reward. It will sprout out, and then you will get the fruit coming up. The fruit may be green, hard at the beginning, become soft and ripe for harvest. We may not get the reward here on earth of what we have done good, of what we have sown good, but sure, God will reward us in heaven. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12, the Word of God admonishes us, behold, I am coming soon. Verse 12, my reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. Whatever we have done good, we will be rewarded. The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. As we live our life, we are sowing. We need not to sow the bad things, knowing that the thing that we do today wrong, we will get the consequence of our wrongdoing in the future. Maybe after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or even after 10 years, we may get the consequences and should get it of our wrong doing. So we need to sow the good seed today. God cannot be mocked. If we do wrong, we cannot hide it from God. God knows it. God admonishes you today to repent of your sin. God wants to tell you today, if you are in the right way of life, if you are sad because you have given up the wrong things because you want to follow God, and you have given and you are giving your best to God, God wants to assure you today that you continue to do these things because you are sowing to please the Spirit, and God will reward you for that. You need to continue to do that. And if you are sowing in a wrong track, you need to stop and repent and come to the Lord and do the right things. And God will reward you for your repentance. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. God admonishes us today not to give up in sowing the good seed. We should not be tired. We should not be sad. We should not be discouraged. We should not be daunted. We should not be disappointed. We should not be anxious. We should not be double-minded. Sure, the harvest will come, and we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 36 say, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. The season of sowing is the season that you put everything, but you are seeing nothing appearing on the ground. Your hard work, your prayer, your giving, your evangelism, your testimony for God may be trampled on and died and dead and buried. But that must be, because the seed must die. Then will rise again and sprout up from the ground, and it will bring a glory to God, and your labor will be fully rewarded. In John chapter 12, the Lord Jesus said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Jesus is speaking about his death on the cross and his resurrection. Verse 24, he says, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Jesus speaks here about his death on the cross, that he should die on the cross and rose from the dead. So many seeds. And me and you, we are the fruit of Jesus' death and sacrifice on the cross. And we got saved through his work on the cross. Here Jesus speaks about himself. And then in verse 25, he reflects that into our life. The work of Jesus on the cross will be reflected and should be reflected in our life as we are living our life for him. He said, the man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. As we love God, we give up the world. We hate the world. We hate the things of the flesh. We are becoming the seed that God wants us to be sown in the world. As we are the seed, the true seed, when we hate our life, we hate the worldly things, the Lord say he will keep his life for eternal life. We are saved. But if we are love our life, the one who loves his life, we want to keep our life, we want to enjoy, continue in the darkness. We don't like to give up the worldly things. We don't like to give our life to God. We are keeping our life, but we are losing it. We love our life, then we lose it. If we live our life for ourselves, then we are the losers. But if we live our life for God, and that is the seed that we sow in sadness, but later on, we will reap eternal life. Jesus say, whoever serve me must follow me. We need to continue to sow the good seed, even with tears, even with sadness, because we are trampled here in this world. We need to continue to do that, because in this way we are following the Lord. And where I am, my servant also will be. There is Jesus in our life. He is moving. Where the people reject us, Jesus is there. Where we are praying, Jesus is there. Where we are forgiving those who hurt us, Jesus is there. Where we are giving the best of our talents and life and strength and money and material things, Jesus is there. While we are caring for the lost, Jesus is there. We are the seed that God wants us to be sown in this world, so that people will come to Jesus. People will come to Him as they will see Him living in our life, as they can see the Word of God into action. My Father will honor the one who serves me. God will honor us. God will reward us as we live our life for the Lord. Then we can see clearly, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. We don't need to be discouraged or sad because things are going wrong. Measures and standard now is opposite the word of God, but we have the word of God in our life. Encourage us. What we sow today good, sure in the future we will reap a harvest of righteousness. The message is encouragement, not to give up, not to be weary, because we will reap a harvest. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for your word to us. Let your word bring revival and strength and encouragement to your people. O God, hear our prayer and inspire everyone who hears the message to commit his life fully unto you, and to overcome all his sadness and tears and crying, because he had been hurt, because he wanted to follow you, O God. You help this brother, you help this sister. As you hear the message, now come to the Lord, commit your life unto him. Tell him, Lord, I will not give up. I will continue to serve you. I will continue giving up the things of the world, but I will continue to give you my best, O God. Lord, my life is a seed in your hand. Sow it, O Lord, in the world, so others may know you, O God, through me, and come to you, O Lord. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you help that brother or sister, and strengthen them, Lord. Encourage them with your word, O God, to go on and serve you, O Lord. Lord, carry the message with the power of the Holy Spirit, overcoming all the obstacles to reach those who need your word, O God. We thank you and we praise you. Thank you, O God. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen and amen.